The second number of our program today is our Indian brother that will tell some jokes to us.
Okay, let's hear some Indian songs.
Jokes?
Okay. The Indian people have jokes? Wow. I missed something when I was in India then. I never heard any jokes in India. I always heard something like, hey, or chalo.
Jokes, everybody is laughing.
Okay, yeah. Come, please. We want to hear now.
A man went to a dentist.
A dentist.
With two front broken teeth. So dentist asked him, how you have broken your teeth like this? He said,
lie down.
My wife served me with very hard bread.
Hard bread. Oh, that hard? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Then dentist told him, why did not you refuse? So he said, that is the outcome of my refusal. That is the outcome of my refusal.
Oh, I see. Because he refused, so she punched him. And he lost his two teeth, not because of the hard bread. Oh, I got it. This is funny. Okay, that's the outcome of my refusal. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah, because he refused to eat it, so his wife gave him something else, you know? I cannot believe that. The Hindu wives, they are just like Japanese wives. The old times, never dare to talk back at the husband.
Times have changed?
Then I go to India. Then I go to live in India now. I like it. Yeah, it's the same in Japan. They say before, the Japanese wife serves the husband like king. Nowadays, it's maybe the opposite. I saw the change in Japan. I bought a house, a log one there for the disciples to meditate. For your brothers and sisters there. And one time we had to go to the house of the one who sold us the cabin, the log cabin, in a wood cabin. He sold many. There was a one big community, and I got one house next to the street. Then one day we had to go to his house to do some paperwork, and his wife came to my house to invite me to their house. And it was very late already. Almost midnight, and he was wearing his kimono already, you know, maybe ready for bed, but he was walking up and down in front of the porch waiting for his wife and us, and he cooked for me even. Yeah, he cooked whenever. He has a cabin also next to mine, not next but nearby, one of, and then he kept it for himself and his family, and then whenever he went there, he cooked for me Japanese noodles. Yeah, man. So he must have cooked a lot at home for himself and for his wife and children. You know, he was very respectful and loving to his wife. So I think the time has changed also in Japan. Yeah, I could live there too. Another joke?
Yeah.
Wow.
A beggar knocked at the door and asked for food. The house lady gave him happily good meal. And beggar went happily. The next day, beggar again knocked the
Came
door
back.
And handed over a book to the lady, how to cook good food.
Ask her how to make good food?
Next day, the beggar came back again to the house.
Oh, give her a book? Cookbook.
How to cook good food.
How to cook good food. Oh. so sorry for him that he had to bear the bad food. Wow, that's original. I never heard these two jokes before. Many jokes we heard are similar, but this one is really original. True India, huh? Come on. More?
Yeah. One more.
Only one more? We can go on all night. Yeah, go on all night. I like jokes very much.
The wife complains to her husband, Mullah Nasruddin.
Ah, Mullah Nasruddin. Okay, then I know. Then it's going to be bad.
Look how your neighbor looks after his wife.
Yeah.
Brings gift every day.
Gift every day every to day. His wife.
And on every occasion also.
Mm.
The Mullah said to his wife, I also want to do the same, but I don't know how Mr. Chandu, her husband, will behave.
Okay. You understand? No, you don't. Okay, I translate. You know Mullah Nasruddin, the master who always laughs at himself and makes jokes at himself and makes jokes for everybody. Okay, one day, his wife, the wife of the master, Mullah means master in Islam. Right? Teacher, yeah. So one day, the wife of this Mullah, meaning teacher, complained to Mullah Nasruddin, meaning her husband. Yeah, a master, but her husband. Look at the husband of the neighbor. He takes really good care of his wife. Every day when he comes home, he brings her some gifts, presents. And on some other special occasions also, he always brings a gift. How come you never did that? Okay, so the Mullah Nasruddin, meaning the teacher, her husband, say, I also like to do the same very much, but I don't know how her husband will react to me. You know. Now you got it in plain English? Yeah. That was in Hindi, and now I translate. Yeah, it reminds me of a similar joke, you know? Yeah. Yeah? Oh, one man said to the other one, the two friends, you know, were drinking somewhere, and then one said to him, oh, I had terrible headache since yesterday, and nothing helped me. So the second man said, oh, I also sometimes have that headache. All I do is just lie on my wife's lap, my wife's lap, yeah? Yeah, and then after half an hour, the headache will be gone. Okay, all right. So then he continued and went to work, and the friend said goodbye. And then in the afternoon, they saw each other again and said, oh, how is your headache? Is it better? Did you do the same what I told you? Say, yes, I did, and your wife is beautiful. And your house is so nice. Understand? He's supposed to go home and lie on his wife, not the friend's wife.
A lady went to a dentist and told the dentist that I have a bad tooth and I'm in a hurry.
Yeah, bad tooth and in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry. How much time it will take to extract the tooth?
Mm.
The doctor said, if I give you anesthesia, it will be about 1 hour.
1 hour?
If I give you anesthesia and then extract the tooth, it will be about 1 hour.
Yes.
Time taking will be about 1 hour.
Yes.
She said, no, I'm in a hurry. If you don't give me anesthesia...
How long?
She said, it will be only 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He said, okay. Then the dentist felt that this lady is very brave.
Mm-hmm.
To have the tooth extracted without any
anesthesia. Oh, I wouldn't dare.
So said, okay, no, doctor, not for me. Uh-huh. It's for my husband who's standing outside.
Understand. It's not your tooth, so it doesn't matter. You understand or not? Yeah? What do you mean, no? That was in plain English. Okay. I translate. Okay? Yeah. A woman went to the dentist and said, how long does it take to extract a bad tooth? And I'm also in a hurry. Yeah. So the dentist said, if I give you anesthesia, then it would take 1 hour. And then she said, okay, if no anesthesia, how long? Because I'm in a hurry, I can't wait 1 hour. So he said, okay, only 5 minutes. He said, oh, no problem. But the dentist said, oh, you are such a brave woman. How can you bear extracting of the tooth without anesthesia? He said, no, it's not for me. It's for my husband. He's coming. Yeah, poor husband. Okay, another one? Yeah, has to be Indian joke, huh? We heard too many English jokes already. joking, yeah.
A priest went to heaven.
Yes.
And he was given a small bungalow and a small car.
Oh, small car, small house.
Small house. Then he found that one man who is living very posh, with a very big house, and also very big car. He went to God and told him, how come this fellow has got such a big
house.
The priest told God that I have done so much for you.
Yeah.
I have prayed to you,
yeah.
I did all good things, and how come I am getting this thing, only a small house, and that fellow who told all lies in his lifetime, he was a lawyer, all lies he gave in his lifetime, how he's got a big house.
Yeah.
The God told him that like you, we have plenty, but a lawyer we have only one.
Oh, I see, in heaven there's only one lawyer, because everybody else is not there, other lawyers are not there, right? Pull it on the floor. The floor is clean, right? Just pull it on the floor. I don't have anything here. Okay, good. That's what he wanted. Sorry, he didn't like your joke. He wants to eat. Sorry. Okay. This guy is a guard dog. He has no sense of humor. he loves some snacks here. That's why. Okay, any more jokes?
One more.
Okay, one more.
Father was very annoyed because his son always used to tell lies.
Ah, his son always tells lies.
Tell lies. Mm. So what he did, he brought a robot.
A robot?
Yeah. The quality of that robot was, whenever anybody tells lies, he will slap that man.
Oh,
that
really?
Was the quality of the robot. So father told his son, look, I have brought this robot, this is his quality, and one day, the father said, when I was of your age, I used to come first in my class.
First? Okay.
First in my class. The robot slapped the father.
I like that very much.
And then the wife, the mother, said, oh, look at your father. Told the son, look at your father. And the robot slapped the mother also.
Oh, because it's not his father either. Oh, God. Oh, God, it's terrible. Terrible. I guess you don't understand, huh? You have to learn Hindi. Okay. Do I have to translate? You did not understand? Just pull it down, okay? Don't touch with your finger. The floor is clean. Your finger, I'm not sure. The floor is clean every day. Yeah. Okay. The father bought a robot for his son, yeah, because his son always tells lies, yeah. The specialty of this robot was that whoever tells a lie, he would slap him, yeah. So the father bought this robot so that his son would not tell lie again, because every time the son tells lie, the robot will slap him. So one day the father said to the son, you know why you're so lazy? You don't study well. When I was your age, I was always the first in the class. And so the robot slapped the father. And then the mother came and said, ha, look at that. You see, your father told lie. That's why Andrew Robert slapped the mother. Because that's not his father either. Quiet. Quiet liar. Okay, good. Any more? Or something else? Oh, sorry. Thank you. That was really funny. All original jokes I never heard before.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.